33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Since at least the 1970s, researchers in Texas have been calling drug abuse a family affair. Case in point, a study by the Texas Research Institute's Drug Abuse Clinic comparing two families similar to each other in every relevant respect, from socioeconomic status to ethnic background. Just one exception. In one of the two families, at least one family member was addicted to drugs. Well, this study found that fathers dealing with drugs were critical and arrogant, mothers were disenfranchised, children bitter and resentful. That was in the 70s. And the story today, Texas Standard's Joy Diaz wanted to find out.
I'm a troubled kid from Dallas.
This is Heather. She's 30.
And trouble is just passed down from generational curses. That my family, or my parents also had. My dad was a heroin addict, my mom was an addict, and my dad died of heroin when I was 12.
We come from backgrounds of, mine is mainly alcoholism. So, yeah, it's definitely a family affair.
Tamara is Heather's mom.
I lost her for about 4 years. I guess she was like middle school age. But she had lots of rage and anger from my addiction and got in a lot of trouble.
While Heather was in CPS custody, Tamara sobered up. It took years, but she got Heather back. Soon after, Tamara married Alan.
The whole period of Tamara and I being together, you know, Heather had been rambunctious, I should say, maybe. Disruptive. I really didn't have any opportunity to be a father figure, you know, and a positive influence in her life.
Substance abuse has also plagued Alan and his family.
You know, my father isn't alive. Her father isn't alive. Heather's father isn't alive. You know, most likely Abby's, you know, Heather's sister, father, is not alive. Nobody's heard from him for 4 or 5 years.
I always used alcohol and marijuana to, I guess, cover up the pain and be numb. But I never truly got addicted until meth came into my life about 2 years ago. And that was a really hard addiction for me, because it made all the pain go away. I've been in a relationship with the love of my life, but also an alcoholic, and I have always been very aggressive. So once dad was drunk enough, I would become abusive. We lost our first daughter when she was probably close to 3 years old, and then the pain got worse, and our self deterioration went downhill once we lost our child.
Just like Tamara 18 years ago, Heather lost her child to CPS. Her case is ongoing. That's why we're not using their last names.
I became pregnant during that addiction and with my second daughter.
We were very fortunate. CPS met us at the hospital. They were like, she's either going with you, I'm Nana, or she's going into foster care. And, you know, when I heard that, it was like, no, I'm not going to let my grandchildren be pulled away from our family. And I had her for 2 weeks when she was born. And Heather got right in.
Heather got accepted into family rehab. Her newborn joined her shortly after. Heather also got accepted into a wraparound intensive program called Drug Court.
You think you're signing your life away and you think it's going to suck, but you want your babies. And what other option do you have without my children? You know, and this is where there becomes a little glitch in the program for me. You know, they say, you got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for, I don't think I'd be sober without my kids right now.
She's a fabulous mother. It's awesome. So I'm very, very proud of her. Very proud of her. And James, too.
James is Heather's partner. They both have scars from the terrible fights they had while intoxicated. 6 months ago, James, too, signed up for rehab. Heather graduated from the drug court program in July.
There's so much positive going on for me now. They talk about promises of recovery in the program, and I can't explain to you the amount of promises that I've gotten. I've got a job again. I didn't expect to work again for years, if at all. I have my own house. I'm regaining, not necessarily legal custody at this point, but I have my daughter every weekend, and I hadn't had her in 4 years, and I didn't think I would ever get her back.
At this point, Heather's parents are the ones who have custody of her oldest, and they're all optimistic, but cautiously so for the child's sake.
Now, it's scary for parents when you come off the program. I would say my biggest factor that was affected was probably my stepdad, but I can still see that relationship blossoming.
I'm trying to stay positive because right now I'm not truly convinced that Heather has turned a corner.
Heather has been clean for a year. Her hope is that with James getting clean too, the curse that ate at her family's soul will be broken in her children's generation. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.